gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and you had that dream, we're going to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like the bloody fool? If you get caught, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you?
All right, we're back. Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. Remember, everybody's assumed innocent until found guilty in a court of law.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually seen an episode of Cops. I mean,
I love Cops. You know who really loves Cops? My daughter.
Really?
Yeah. The new
Clown Shoes.
This is the new Susan Bicewicz CD just came out today.
Ringley Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, we got some Clown Shoes and some other stuff. I guess to promote the circus that's coming this week.
We do have Clown Shoes down here.
So you put on the Clown Shoes, you ran around the station.
Yeah.
Did anybody scream, hey, Mr. Sal Haney?
No.
No?
We've had bad problems with the circus anyway. And we did this big outdoor remote thing, and we were supposed to get all these elephants, and I don't know,
the elephants ran by us
several
fast.
Years ago. And, you know, I'm talking to a clown with diarrhea or something. It was horrible.
Just leaving
the interview. And then we were sitting out inside the old state house, and really, it is absolutely true. And when they let people out of locked wards, they say, they hold up our logo and say, if you see this anywhere, just run towards it, and the people there will be really nice to you. Because then we were assaulted by crazy people for 2 hours.
Yeah,
so let's talk to Tom in the story. He's got a red light story.
Tom.
Under the provisions of the Indian Policeman Law, I'm required to tell you that although tonight Pacers Pistons game begins at 8 o'clock, the actual brawl does not begin until 8:19. It's time for Sport Talk Live, the very first sports discussion segment. I'd like to show Kevin Nance and Michelle Bruce Stevens and myself.
It's a little disheartening when you don't even get a chuckle out of Kevin.
Talking about two big bands that you want to talk about.
You better see Steinbrenner, of course, and do very well.
Yeah, well. There was, as I say, there was no right outcome for that. I know it's kind of amusing for us to watch the, and the horse was, it was, you know, not a heavy favorite, but it was a reasonable favorite, and it did nothing.
What's that horse? What was the name of that horse that you,
Well, there was one year, yeah, see, I go to this party, there's a terrific derby party every year.
Great.
But rather than pick the horse you're going to bet on, you just, like, throw $10 into a hat, you take out a slip, and you beat that's the horse you get. And there was one year, I can't remember the name of the horse anymore, but it was a prohibitive favorite. It was one of those horses you really couldn't win any money on if you actually had to bet the odds. And it was, you know, it was a going away, one of those as heavy a favorite as the Kentucky Derby ever had. Keep in mind, these are people are betting like two sums of money on athletes that eat hay. You know, they're stupid. But this horse, it sat down and made itself a TV dinner halfway through the race. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was ready to kill that horse.
Being committed to during the sport, that's in reference to you.
That's positive and true. All right.
Pretty accurate, the way I see it.
We've got a call. I don't know what this call's about, but it's from Roma, our private company.
Shall we move on?
All right.
Yeah, Colin.
Yes, from the planet I hold.
Okay. Yeah, well, Colin, first, before I mention the other thing, a better idea would be to simply reduce all traffic fines to a $5 fine and stop criminalizing every form of behavior.
All right, thank you for that.
But anyway, one other thing here, okay? You know, recently in Washington State, the state of Washington, there were a number of Republicans out there who were so outraged that a few scumbag so-called found Democrat votes basically in Seattle overturned the election out there that they actually proposed taking and splitting the state of Washington essentially in two, Eastern Washington, making it a separate state.
Would they be like the People's Republic of conservative soreheads?
And you know, if you think about it, it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, think about it. Think about all the places where you could do it.
Right.
You could do it in Michigan. You could do it in...
You could give you your own private Idaho.
No. You could do it actually in a lot of places.
Yeah.
You could do it in Michigan. You could do it in...
You could do it in Michigan,
in Ohio. You could do it in a bunch of states. And really just isolate the Democrats into like little pockets of meaningless...
All right, we have to go. You'll wreck sports talk instead of our show for once. Thanks, Bobby.